Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I'm the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fannie Gordon, owner and operator of Fannie's Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivy Anna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today, 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Friday morning, it's 7:37. Today is April 19th. And I'm going to tell you, just when I thought, the humidity is back, the heat is back, the cold weather is gone. If you're just getting started this morning, it is windy and it is really cool. So I don't know about you, but I had to break out a sweater and a jacket, and it's probably good for kids as well. This is that really, really uncertain weather where you don't know what's going to happen. And if you're not careful, you'll come up with the crud. So make sure that you're prepared as you're getting ready for your work day and your school day on this Friday morning. And as always, if you're traveling in, please slow down through those school zones every single morning. We see something insane. Somebody just ripping through school zones. You know what? They're in effect until 9 o'clock. We ask you every single morning to give yourself enough time to get there, to slow down through those school zones behind school buses. And this morning, on the way in to drop off for school, we met a person on a bicycle on MacArthur that was riding his bicycle toward us. I'm telling you, there are so many things happening on the road, and if you're unengaged, it takes nothing to just knock somebody off in a vehicle. If you're not paying attention, it means bad news for others and for yourself as well. So every single morning, we ask you to stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for not only yourself, but others that are not even taking care of themselves, especially kids. Remember, our crossing guards love you when you slow down. It helps them immensely. Excuse me, and I'm getting started with my tea this morning because the weather is just cool and it gives you the gunk. And so if that's you this morning, you're trying to work out the bugs, I get it. You know what? It's Real Talk, Real Women, Real Talk Friday. It promises to be an incredible conversation. We want you to stay on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll have more. Stay with us right after this.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating, today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young,
Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting started this morning, it's 7:44 today. Of course, it's Friday. It feels good. And I know that a lot of people are ready. They're ready for the week to end. And most importantly, you're ready for Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And it's just smart talk. It's talk that we hope will invoke something in you that will make you say, never thought about it like that. Well, let me tell you, first of all, that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hicksonhasit.com. And we also want to remind you that Amerigroup Real Solutions is having open enrollment. Remember when Medicaid and LaChip changed and everything went awry and people just absolutely didn't know what to do? Well, now you can make the change, and we are suggesting Amerigroup Real Solutions is the solutions in healthcare. All you've got to do is phone this number and say, I want to switch to Amerigroup Real Solutions. And here's the number. It's 855-229-6848. And we'll tell you more about that. Again, 855-264-6848. Stay on point. We're going to give you more information. One more time, 855-229-6848. Now, this morning, we want to welcome back to the OPT Network some people that we haven't spoken to in a while, but are definitely real women with real conversation. Our State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, who's serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. Rosa, we welcome you for the very first time to Real Women, Real Talk Friday. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Carlette. It's nice to be here.
Absolutely. And we welcome back Mary Boyd Smith, also not a newbie to the OPT Network, but for her very first time to Real Women, Real Talk Friday. Mary Boyd Smith is the owner of Sinlaw Counseling and Consulting Agencies. Ladies, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Great to be here.
And so this morning, as we venture into
conversation. I was having some challenges, and I decided to write about those challenges. And those challenges really had a lot to do with disappointment. It had to do with how we face those challenges and how we get by them. And both of you ladies have had careers before your businesses. And so there are a lot of women out there that are thinking of starting their business. And Rosa, I want to start with you. Worked at the bank for a lot of years, and then you move into your business.
That's right. As most people know, I wasn't born here, but I came here as a very small child and attended schools here. And after high school, or really while in high school, secured a job at what was then Guaranty Bank and Trust Company, really dating myself, but was there from 1974 until 1992 when the Lord blessed me with the opportunity to be a State Farm agent, and now in my 21st year.
Wow, 21 years, and every single time we meet, I am even more wowed and more astounded about 21 years, especially dating back 20 years ago when there were no women in this business. Talk about, there had to be some challenges and some ups and downs with moving into a business that was mostly male-dominated.
Well, one thing that I have always believed is that the Lord prepares us for what He has in store for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of those years at the bank, and as we were talking about disappointments and things like that, and I was having a hard time coming up with what I had been disappointed in. But I recall now, you know, when I was at the bank and I felt like in some cases that perhaps I should have had a promotion, that someone else was promoted ahead of me, then that was a disappointment. But then I remember, as far back as it's been, I remember reasoning and saying, you know what, God has something better in store for me. And what I need to do is to continue to prepare myself for whatever that was. Mm-hmm. Didn't know what it was. And I always tell people, you know, the Lord can't really tell you what He has in store for you because you're going to act a fool. So you just, your job, your post is just to be there and continue to prepare. Don't get discouraged. Uh-huh. Don't look at everybody and be angry around you, and don't.
But how do you do that at that moment? Because there's someone that's listening to you that really gets what you're saying, and it happens every single day. Somebody is looked over. You know that you're
Absolutely.
Better than that person. You know that you're more on point. You know that you're more qualified. You know that you've got more years. And somebody comes up and gets the promotion that you know was supposed
to
be yours.
Well, ironically, I had a part of this kind of conversation with a person that's dear to me on yesterday, a young woman. And what I mentioned was that you have some decisions to make. You need to decide if you're going to stay and you're going to try to continue to better mm-hmm. yourself in that position. Is it going to be a learning experience, you know, or is it time to move?
Mm.
You know, is it time to, like Mary always says, is your season done there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then now you have to be sure that you're ready.
Mm.
So, you know, you can't let anger, because you know what, when you are angry, you cannot think.
Absolutely.
You are blind. That's why they call it blind anger. You cannot think. So, yes, get your little angry moment, you know, and then go into your quiet place. Do a self-assessment. You know, is this something that I just want? Have I really, really worked hard? Am I prepared? You know, I used to say when Clarence Jr. was small, if he was not qualified for the All-Stars, just because Clarence was the coach, that would have been the last thing I wanted for him, because it puts too much pressure on my child.
Mm.
So, but if he was qualified and he was chosen, yes, then that's good. But like I said, you cannot stay angry. That's the worst mistake I think that a lot of people make. And then you have to do self-assessment and then calm yourself. Of course, pray and ask God, is this really what you have for me, or is it time for you? You know, are you trying to tell me something?
And, you know, for you, Mary, you know, I would pose the same question about, and as I talk to the ladies about disappointments, you know, because I really did a whole study on this word disappointment, because sometimes people get disappointed and we call it different things. We could call it challenges. And for me, that's just politically correct for saying I'm having some hard times. Mm-hmm. You can call it disappointments. It's the same thing. Whatever you call it, how do you help people? How have you personally made it through those times where it just looks like I don't know how I'm going to make it.
Well, you know, Corlette, I was sitting here listening to Rose, and I think about the time when I worked for the state for 30 years, mm-hmm. and 20 of those years was a career. I loved it. The last 10 years, it was a job. Because I had reached the point where I was ready to move on and do some things that I was prepared to. But the things like Rose was talking about, the challenges came when the promotions were there, I was qualified, and I did not get them. But guess what? I grew more during those 10 years than I did. I learned how to be a professional. I enjoyed being a professional. I enjoyed being a licensed clinical social worker for 20 years, and my cultivating ground came during those 10 years mm-hmm. where I had to dig in there mm-hmm. and fight and persevere and move forward. I was closer to God.
So how do you not get angry and bitter for those next 10 years when you know that you've been looked over?
You
know
all of that.
You do all of that.
Mm-hmm. You do all of that. Mm-hmm. But you first seek God. Mm-hmm. And then you surround yourself with the right kinds of people. Mm-hmm. And that is so crucial. We don't always have sense enough to know that that's what we're supposed to be doing. But when we trust God, he will direct our path. And he put me with people who said, okay, girlfriend, you can do this. Move on. You're not doing that. I was active in the community. I was active in my church. I found other outlets mm-hmm. to be able to do things. And I would so often, God would allow me to see some of the things that I wanted, I did not need. Mm-hmm. They were not for me. I was so better off doing what I had done and I could do well. And he moved me in other directions and I was able to learn other things. We have to move, ladies, from being victims to being victors. Mm. Right? Wherever we are, whatever place we find ourselves, we can grow. We can move, and we cannot get stuck, oh, I didn't get the promotion, oh, I didn't do this, mm-hmm. oh, I didn't. Yes, that happens. Life happens. But we can move forward.
Wow. That's some deep, deep conversation. And sometimes disappointments happen, and we can't even remember. But I'm going to tell you, for those people that are going through those challenges this morning, I think this is a conversation you need to stay on point for. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We've got to take a quick break, but we're back after this.
Your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
part of Louisiana Credit Union, is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Friday. It is the weekend, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress. They are leading in sleep comfort for more than two decades. And I'm telling you, if you didn't have a good night's rest last night, it's probably your mattress. American Wholesale Mattress is 717 MacArthur Drive, right here in Alexandria, or you can phone them at 318-443-9524. Also, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Of Oils Parish, and also McDonald's of Alexandria.
You are listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We're joined by Rosa Fields, Mary Boyd Smith, and I'm going to tell you, you know, I couldn't dress down today. Every single Friday, I have to dress so that I can take something off because it gets hot, and this conversation is no different. And before we get back to the conversation, Rosa was saying, I agree wholeheartedly with that mattress because...
Well, because I think as I've gotten a little older, and probably, not probably, but a few pounds heavier, you know, it makes a difference in the way that I'm resting at night as far as the firmness and all of the mattress. And truly, Clarence and I have been on a quest now for about 3 years or so to find
the right mattress.
The right mattress.
And I'm going to tell you where you can do that. You can do that at American Wholesale Mattress. And I don't think that there's anybody that is more qualified to help you. And it has changed my life. It has changed my life. And I am singing it to the world. It's not your back. It's not your weight. It's your mattress. Go ahead, Mary.
You hear that, don't you, honey? We're going to American Wholesale.
Kara or David are on point. But this morning's conversation, we're talking about the challenges, the disappointments. And, you know, we have had women in, but these are two of the women, and all of the women that we've had, these are women that I have watched as we have gone into business and have looked at their lives. And one of the things that I said to them is that they're never really seem to be bothered by many of the things that happen in life. And I said to Rosa, is that just wisdom? When I said disappointment, they were like, it was almost like birthing a baby. You know how you birth that baby and you forget the pain? They were like, I don't know. I really can't get with that because you have grown beyond those things.
Right. And I'll just say again, you know, and maybe to answer some of your question about what can we do, you know, when these things happen. And I know Mary and I were having a conversation. You can have your pity party. I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. You can be angry. You can be mad. But then you must get over it. And then guess what? I jotted down on the paper, and then Mary said it. Surround yourself with positive people, wonderful girlfriends and guy friends, your husband or your significant other. You know, and then keep positive and stay away from negativeness. Help people who are in your life understand that you are not going to buy into the negativeness of all of what surrounds us. You know, like Mary says, you know, we don't speak negatively of our husbands. So whether you're married or if you're involved in a relationship with someone, stop speaking negatively of him. I've told my little brother, stop saying those harsh words. Speak kind words. And then there's somebody
that's saying, and I think that's great, don't speak negatively of your husband or your spouse. And then there's somebody that's saying, but he speaks negatively to me and about me. And so how do we really use those words that the Bible says that should be like honeycombs when you don't feel that way?
You know, my mom used to say this to me. She said, if you sleep with a man every night, you are disrespecting yourself to talk about him during the every day. And that I've always remembered that. And when we know that we are involved in a relationship where a person is not being kind to us, being unkind to them never solves the problem. And we have to have a sense of humility. And that is one of the hardest things for us to do, is to come down with a spirit of humility and begin to work with that person. Because if a person is being negative to us all of the time, obviously that person has a problem.
Go ahead, Rosa.
Well, and I would say too, you know, somebody has to be brave enough in the relationship to step out and say, why are we treating each other this way? I used to tell clients, I said, you know, Satan is dancing a jig whenever we are at our worst.
That's right.
And why do we give him anything when he tries to take away everything from us? So somebody has to be able to step out of that little mess that's going on in there and say, why are we glorifying Satan? You know, why are we making him happy? And for us, it's almost like a piece of glass that's been broken. You know, because you can stand there with a piece of clear glass in between. You can see each other, but you're not really communicating. And like I said, Satan
is
standing.
Good.
He's standing, you know, on your shoulder, wherever the devil is that you can imagine. You know, he's just dancing a jig, you know, going, hey, you know, I got them because they are at odds with each other. You know, and the same can be applied for your workplace, your friends, and everybody. It's like, why are we doing this? Somebody has to be brave enough to step out of that and say, why are we doing this? And then if things, you know, I'm not an advocate of anybody staying with anybody if you're not happy. But try happy.
Are you not, though, Rosa? Because in a long-term marriage, aren't there some times when you're just not happy?
Yes, I would agree with that. But like I said, at the same time, somebody has to come to their senses. Because in relationships, when people are feuding, it's like everybody is just crazy. It's like, and people don't even recognize what it's wrecking your life. You know, every single day you wake up, you're angry. You can't have a decent conversation with the person that's in the same house as you are.
Right.
You know, and somebody ought to just say, you know, why are we, what is it going to take, you know, for us to stop this madness?
Absolutely.
But, you know, we think about the word happy, and it always throws me. What is happy? Happy is a feeling. And we have to have a joy in us. We have to have a self-confidence in us. We are never going to get everything that we need from the people who love us even or from people who surround us. So we have to find something within ourselves so we get a joy about us even when there is anger and bitterness around us.
Trouble.
And when those things are, what's in you is going to come out of you. And if you have joy inside of you, or we have joy inside of us, and it begins to come out, it's going to touch the lives of other people. Now, ladies, I know somebody is by now saying, oh, she's talking a bunch of bull. But try it. Try it. That's all I say to you. You try being your best self. I try being my best self, and we will find that it spreads around to other people. And if it doesn't work then you need to get yourself a bunch of new folks to deal with. Because sometimes, no matter what we do and what we say on a job to people in our organizations, people that we deal with, they have become so bitter. Mm-hmm. If we stay in the mix with them, mm-hmm. that bitterness and that what gloom and doom begins to penetrate us.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to find that we are surrounding ourselves, as Rosa said, with the right kinds of people that we can laugh about with, that we can have fun with.
Mm-hmm.
Because either we are going to live until we die, mm-hmm. or we're going to die while we are living.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to make that decision.
That is powerful.
And when we think about it, I was talking to my oldest son on last night, and he said, Mom, I had to work until 9:15. He said, but then I'm so blessed. I have a wife. I have two children. I have a good job. He said, so I couldn't get to you today, so I had to do some self-talk. Mm-hmm. I hadn't even planned to say this, y'all. He said, so I had to start thinking about what's going on right in my life. And he said, then I went to the project that I had to do, and I realized what I began to say to myself, not how much I have to do, but just to think about what's the next thing and what's the next thing.
Right.
And I was sitting there saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Because he has it.
Yes.
And that's how we have to be with the life. What do they tell us? You cannot think about, oh, I got to eat this elephant. But you can if you take one bite at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we have to do with the problems. I tell people who I counsel with every day, what I'm saying to you, the same thing that I'm asking you to do for yourself, to boost your self-esteem, I have to do every day.
Absolutely.
And you get people attention when you let them know, just what you're doing, I have to do for myself. It works for me, and it will work for you.
Absolutely. And you know what? This is what we're asking you to do this morning, is to take a chance, because there are disappointments in every phase of your life. We're talking about real women, Real Talk Friday. I hear the music. You're on point. I gotta take a break, but we're back with so much more right after this.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, really working hard to make sure that those businesses that are getting ready to be birthed, that are already in the on the cutting table, to make sure that they're successful. Also, Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. You can get high definition. You can get all the channels that you want, plus the best savings. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is right here in Rapides Parish, and she's serving Rapides Parish with home, auto, and life insurance. The number to phone, Rosa and her team, is 318-487-1881. And we're joined this morning by Rosa Fields and by Mary Boyd Smith. We just call her MBS. And we're talking about real women, real talk. We're talking about those things that really move us all. And, you know, I had kind of been on this quest. And so I'm finding out that when I have things that bother me or hurt me, that I just need to write about it. And so disappointment was something that I wrote about. And disappointment can come in your career. Disappointment can come in your marriage. Disappointment can come in yourself. It can come in other people. It can come in so many forms. And something Rosa said that I thought was so apropos is that you cannot control anything or anybody. And so the conversation is really how we deal with those disappointments that life is going to bring. And so we had a lot to say about it during the break, and everybody is just moving in different directions. And one of the things that we were talking about were the authenticity of self. And a lot of people are disappointed in their weight. They're disappointed in the way that they have aged. A lady spoke to us, Sonia Renee. She had to deal with the fact that she was too big, too dark. I mean, it's always something. And so one of the things, Mary, that we were talking about is authenticity of self, loving self. It's easy to say, but it's quite the opposite in many cases to do. How do we get there?
You know, I was sitting here thinking, as you were talking, that I don't want us to leave our audience thinking that we have it so much together until every little challenge that comes or every big challenge that comes, we can say, okay, we got this, and we knock it out.
Mm-hmm.
No. There have been times in my life that I have been very, very hurt. There's been times that I've been very disappointed, times that I have been very, very sad. But each and every time that that has happened, God has had a plan for me. Mm-hmm. And when I can get into his plan and into his will and into his way, I'm able to move forward. And I can't go back to the point that I can talk to you ladies about, oh, I know it's hurting you, and I know. No, what I want to say to you, yes, it hurts. Yes, you may be feeling sad. Yes, you may be disappointed. Life has thrown some curveballs at us that are unbelievable. Yes, I know some of you may have suffered abuse, neglect, the whole gamut of what happens in life. But we're not going to sit in that. We're going to get up. We're going to move forward because it all starts with the word self.
And what's the first step to getting up out of those disappointments that life maybe has continually brought? You know, for that person that's sitting there that's felt, you know what, I have just had more than my share of disappointments, challenges, hurts, whatever you want to call them. What's the first step to getting up?
You have to make a personal decision that I don't want to be, I don't deserve. Love yourself enough to say, I don't deserve this. Sometimes we are self-defeated because we feel like it's my fault. I made this happen,
mm-hmm.
and I got to suffer through it. When we are tired, when we're sick and tired of being tired, and we make a decision, God didn't make junk. He did not make mistakes. God knows that each and every one of us are going to make a mistake before we make it, but he has told us that he throws that junk into the sea of forgetfulness, and he doesn't even remember it anymore. Once we say, God, I messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I made a mistake. And it doesn't matter what the people who surround us think. It's what we think about ourselves because we are the righteousness of God. And God has given us the opportunity to be who we want to be as long as we're willing to do what we have to do. So the next word, once we make up our minds. Okay,
but let me stop you there, though. Mary, because what I like to deal with a lot, Mary and Rosa, is this, are the unchurched, the people who just say they know about God, and then the people that are really mad at God. See, nobody really deals with that because when we start talking in this realm, we say God, God, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. yes, when you have God in you, that's
right.
Great.
Right.
But what if your God or the God that everybody loves and speaks of, you've never experienced that God? How do we reach those lost souls? You know, we can preach to the choir all we want. When
that's
you've got
right.
God.
That's right.
Well, I just think it starts with kindness. And, you know, if someone comes to you or if you recognize that someone is having a problem and they're near to you, just even as a coworker or something,
mm-hmm.
you just, you know, it starts with saying, you know what, I understand. I understand. But for me, it basically is about self-assessment. And we spoke a little bit earlier about, I called it the monkey mind,
mm-hmm.
you know, but.
And tell us what the monkey mind is.
The monkey mind is like when you just can't be settled, you know, and all of these negative thoughts are coming to you constantly. You know, you aren't anything. You can't do this. This is your own. These are your own thoughts
mm-hmm.
that you're having. You know, you aren't going to ever be anything, or you can't do this, or even your children aren't this and they aren't that. You know, you just really have to say stop.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. I am not. And of course, we people who are Christians,
right.
you know, we'll say, okay, well, that's Satan.
That's
you know,
right.
that's for me, I just have to believe that and know that. But for, like you say, maybe for the non-believers, you know, you have to step outside of that those thoughts and say, you know what, I am not going to have those thoughts. Get thee behind me, get away from me, stop thinking like that.
Mm-hmm.
And begin, and then, I like you say, I like to write things down. Okay, so what is my next step? What do I need to do next?
Right. And a lot of people never really think about that because it's hard for people to get from one place to the other, especially when they've had the challenges, the disappointments in life where you feel like the God that everybody loves has been very unfair to you. And so that's why I think that as believers, we've got to come out of ourselves. And Kay Warren said it a few weeks ago when she was on the show, and now they're dealing mm-hmm. with the challenges of their son having committed suicide. And
right.
we talked about God knowing the way that we take and knowing that we'll come out. But what do we say to those people that don't have the idea, that don't have that in them, that have never experienced the goodness, Mary, of God?
Sometimes in doing counseling with people, I have people to say to me, I don't want Christian counseling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to talk about God. And I respect those people because you have to meet people where they are.
Absolutely. Right?
So then we began to talk about self-determination. We began to talk about what can you do for yourself? Where is your strength coming from? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where is your strength coming
mm-hmm.
from? What? How are we going to make it, you know,
mm-hmm.
because I can't impose on them what my values
Absolutely.
Are. So I find where a person is. So we, like Rose said about self-assessment,
mm-hmm.
we have, if a person is not a godly person, is not a Christian person, it's still, there is an opportunity for them to begin to say, okay,
mm-hmm.
I don't like where I am.
Right.
And I need to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And as sad as it may be to say, but as real as it is, until we make a conscious decision, I am not going to live this way anymore.
Right.
We have to make that decision when we're, okay, Rosa was talking about buying the expensive coffee rather than doing some coffee for ourselves
mm-hmm.
that's less expensive. We have to have a self-determination. I am not, this is my value. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to cut up this credit card. I'm
mm-hmm.
not going to have all of this
mm-hmm.
credit going on. I'm not going to eat three or four portions when I ought to eat one. That self-discipline comes
mm-hmm.
in. You have that self-control going on where I'm not going to stay up until 12 o'clock because I can't be to work at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have enough self-worth that I'm not going to involve myself with someone who is going to disrespect me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have that self-love until we wake up and we smell the coffee
mm-hmm.
and we decide within ourselves that I need to make a change.
Right.
It starts with but we can be helped by who we surround ourselves with.
Now, let me stop you right there because I think, and I really want to touch on this, and, you know, I often talk about meeting the unchurched. Do we feel like the church, the body, has done enough to meet the unchurched where they are? Wait, I want you to hold that thought. I got to take a quick break here. But when we come back, that's something that we want to visit because this conversation is for all. Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We're back right after this.
Are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetites and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You are listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. We're talking about Real Women, Real Talk Friday. But let me just first say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. They are Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm, offering effective pest control services, not only for your home, but for your business. And this is what you can do for a free consultation. The number, 800-819-5323 or 318-448-4000. They're located right here in Alexandria at 526 MacArthur Drive. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works. Expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining the conversation this morning, I'm joined by Rosa Fields and Mary Boyd Smith, and it is another real conversation. Just talking about disappointments, talking about those challenges that we all face, and talking about people in general and how we bring all of this together to get some harmony. And before we went to break, I posed the question, is the church doing enough? Are we doing enough as a body to to reach those people that are unchurched, to reach those people that are angry with God. And, you know, I know the gamut could go from here to infinity with this question. But, Mary, you said specifically what about that?
Well, I said that we have to remember that the church is a body of people. People. Same people. People are not perfect. I'm not justifying the lack of things that they are doing that they should not do, because no, I do not feel that the church is doing all that it can do or perhaps should do to help people in the community. But again, it's people to help people who are, what did you say, are unchurched?
People who are unchurched, people who are disconnected, people who are hurting. But I think, you know, Rosa had really an important point. And Rosa, you said the word
expectations. You know, what are we expecting of people? And then expectations in a lot of cases leads to disappointments.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
right.
You know, why you're expecting the church to do what for you?
You know, what'd you say, Rosa? To do what?
To do what? You know, it is so broad, just like what we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and churches are generally not set up, you know, to do counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, they know how to write a check every now and then to maybe assist you with a utility bill or something like that. But generally, there is not the, you know, you don't have the social expertise in a lot of churches, and it's not set up that way so that you can go there and get counseling.
So have we been too hard on the church?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that we've been too hard on the church, but it's like I said, it's all about what you expect. And
that word is big.
Yes,
but you know what? It is what it is. On the average Sunday at my church, we have, say, 500 people, 400 to 500 people.
Mm-hmm.
If those 400 people are getting and receiving a word,
mm-hmm.
and we do get a good word,
mm-hmm.
if they receive the word and then they go back out into the world, into the community, and just one person at a time,
mm-hmm.
help to make a difference to those people, then we are reaching the world.
Mm-hmm.
We are reaching other people. At the same time, yes, we ought to be able to organize ourselves so as groups within the church, we can go out. And there are people who go to the nursing home. There are people who go to the different homeless areas and
the jail. Jail ministry.
That go to the jail ministry and do some types of things. But again, what Rose said, what are the expectations of those who are not church, of those who are angry with God? I think we have to take it upon ourselves to get what we need, to seek mm-hmm. out those things that we need. And the church should be the hospital where those people can go
mm-hmm.
and get what they need or get what the church can offer them, because everything that they need, you're not going to find that in the church. God is everything you need in totality,
mm-hmm.
but in the sense of, well, I need my bills paid, I need somebody to help me with my children, that may be a catalyst to help you to begin to go where you need to go or to give you advice on the things that you need
mm-hmm.
to get
right.
some advice.
I think one of the things that a lot of people who don't attend church are missing is the connection with people who might be able to help you in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it's just to comfort you,
mm-hmm.
to say a kind word to you, or like another mother who may be experiencing the same problems that you may be going through with your children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what they miss by not going to church is the possibility that someone is there that can be a comfort to you. You know, I see us as God's representatives.
Right.
You know, but if you don't go where that is, in a lot of cases, you may miss out on. And then and sometimes I think that's why people are so hopeless, because they don't go to the place where you might be able to get the word and understand that you don't have to be hopeless.
Excellent.
They look to the minister, you know, or the people in the church to be perfect, which we all know that we are not.
Absolutely.
So then, you know, I don't go to a church looking for the minister to be perfect. I don't go for the members to, you know, I don't look for them to be perfect. We all are human and we have flaws. But what you go is to have the connection with the human person, you know, who may be able to show you a little piece of God and in the comfort kind of way.
Mm-hmm. And maybe,
well said.
And maybe, absolutely, maybe we're all maybe expecting too much from each other. Maybe if we used the word humility, maybe if we were more, all a little bit more tolerant, mm-hmm. then we could reach the world. And so my point is always this. When we have any conversation or any guest, I look for those people who need a word. The people who have God and who have an understanding of who God is in their life, then we know that you get that. But those people that are angry, that are downtrodden, that are disappointed, that don't know how to pick themselves up, don't know where to start because of life's challenges, because of the cards that they have been dealt, for so many reasons, so many things happen. You know, those are the people that we really want to reach out to and say, look, God does have a good plan for your life. But guess what? If you don't know God, then you don't know that. You don't. And so it has to come from the people. And what are we doing as believers? You know, you go to church and meet somebody in church and won't even speak after church. You know what I'm saying? Dressed up for church. And, you know, what example are we really putting out there?
Well, I just believe, like I said, that we are God's representatives. And everybody that I see every day, you know, I can give a smile to, I can mm-hmm. give an encouraging word, you know, as opposed to, like I said, and we've talked about it being negative. And then I like what Mary said earlier about, you know, we have to live every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God gives us a new opportunity every morning
mm-hmm.
when you are, you know, or when you lay down and get your rest and you wake up. You know, you have a new opportunity to start today.
Absolutely. And I think that that's great. We can all start today, no matter how we've been disappointed, no matter what the challenge is. Today is a new day.
And I want to speak to those people who may be listening.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We've got to take a really quick break here. But we're going to be back with more Real Women, Real Talk right after this.
Your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
It's time for your annual checkup, for your finances, that is. Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is once again offering free financial checkups. Visit either of their Alexandria branches or their Pineville branch during the month of April to sit down with one of their money doctors to review your financial situation and your free credit report.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Visit heartcu.org for more information and to find out how you can become a member today. That's Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union, where it pays to be a member. Call 619-1900. That's 619-1900. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avalls Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. This is Real Women, Real Talk on the OPT Network. And this segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community with state-of-the-art technology. Also want to remind you about those absolutely 100% free mammograms at Cabrini Hospital. If you're 40 years old or older, you're uninsured or underinsured, here's the number to phone for your free mammogram. It's 318-487-1122. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, and Davis One Stop. This morning, of course, Real Women, Real Talk. And as always, we never know where the conversation is going to go. We're joined by Mary Boyd Smith and Rosa Fields. It's an incredibly enlightening and thought-provoking conversation. And we're talking about how we reach those people that have been terribly disappointed by whatever life has brought. And one of the things, Mary, that you said, I thought, before we were going to break was really so interesting.
Well, I wanted to just say, too, I believe that there are some women, some people who are listening to us now who do not feel that they have anything left. But I say if you have a teaspoon of some resolve, of some energy, of some strength, use it to surround yourself with some positive people. Begin to seek support and help for yourself. Don't give up, because there are people who care about you, people who are willing to support you. If you will just open up some and let someone know that you're hurting, that you're in need, that you need someone to talk to, don't give up. Whatever state you are in life, do not give up. Because if you do not faint, you will begin to move forward. You will begin to move forward. There are people who are willing to help you.
And I think that that's a great mantra. Go ahead.
And I have a challenge for those sisters who are out there and you are all together, or at least you are moving in the right direction. Take somebody along with you. You will have some discernments as you go in the grocery store, as you go to work, church, wherever you are. You will get a sense of people who may need just a kind word, someone who need a magic touch, a hug from you. Whatever you can do each and every day to help somebody else, let us not neglect doing those things. And I say that that may sound like a cliche. It may sound real, it may sound whatever it sounds to you. But when we begin to care about other people and do something to help make them feel better, we're doing what we should be doing. We're here for a purpose in life. So let's move toward the direction of helping one another.
Great point. But you know what? As we say that, and we talk about this all the time, are women, are we willing to really and truly, honestly help each other? Are we really?
You know, I'm willing to, but see, I believe.
Rosa said, but.
Wait, hold up. I want to help you, but I have to know that you are going to help yourself. And, Lord, you know, I believe that that's kind of the way the Lord is. He helps those who help themselves. And so if you come to me and you have a problem, then we need a plan.
That's right.
You know, and I've taught my children.
Because some people just want to tell you their problem.
Right. But I want to know from you, what are you willing to change in your circumstance?
They want to pity party a lot.
But you cannot, we can't, if you always do what you've always done, you're going to always get what you've always got.
That's right.
And so we have to be willing to make a change. Now, and it may not be able to be overnight.
Right. But you need to see that they want to do something.
You need to see that they're willing to make a change.
Now I said this early on, and since I have known Rosa, I have found her to be one of the most real people in just telling it like it is. And really not having a pity party, but saying, look, It's this, this, and this. And I said to you, how have you gotten such wisdom where it's almost like, and I know this can't be true, but it's almost like you just don't allow things to get you down.
I really don't, Carlette. I'm serious because I believe, and you know, and again, I know it's Christian-like talk, but all of these things are in the Bible.
And Christian-like talk is good.
And I don't know the Bible from front, you know, front to back. I'm not a scholar.
I don't either.
But I tell you one thing, I love the book of Proverbs, and I love the book of Solomon, and those things are so relevant to even what we're talking about today. You know, it talks about being prepared, you know, how the birds of the field and the squirrels, and they put things away. I mean, we can just look to the animals in a lot of cases, you know. We think we're so upper and so smart, but, you know, you can look at a squirrel and see how they are putting things away. You know, why are we constantly upset and everything that comes our way is an upsetment? In a lot of cases, it's because we're not prepared. You know that your tire is going to go flat. You know that something's going to happen, and you might be short of funds. So what are we doing in the interim?
Is that the insurance part of you, Rosa?
No. No. You know, insurance is for those big things, but, you know, a lot of my customers, we all have large deductibles now.
Wait a minute, I hear the music. I got to take another break. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We're back right after this.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. It's Real Women, Real Talk. On the OPT Network, this segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. They've been serving Central Louisiana since 1919. That's four generations. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team. Down in Bunkie, the number 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number is 337-942-9939. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is serving the Voyles Parish. His number, 318-346-6695. Also, I want to remind you really quickly about the Pine Liners Bass Club. They are having their fish dinner. And is it going to be today, DC, or is it going to be tomorrow? It's going to be today, starting at 11 o'clock, right?
It's starting today at Price Soul Food
on Willow Glen, and that's starting at 11 o'clock. And let me tell you what's in that dinner.
Well, he remembered because he has been having that fish dinner on the mind. And
as a matter of fact, what we're going to do, Carlette, is we're going to donate. We're going to buy 10 of those dinners, okay. And we're going to take five of them to Rosa and her team over there. And then we're going to take some to Mary and her team. I think three of them, Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody's going to be eating fish from the Pine Liners Bass
wow.
Club.
Thank you. I love it. I love it.
So that is at.
Starting at 11?
11, and it's going to have catfish.
Killer beans.
Catfish, killer, potato
killer,
salad.
Killer beans, potato salad, lettuce, carrots, pickles. And that's $8. It starts at 11, and that's at Price Soul Food on Willow Glen. And that's the Pine Liner Blast Club. All thank right. you, Willie Ray, for calling me this morning, and Anthony Roseman for putting us on there.
And thank you for the Pine Liners Bass Club for absolutely. Always being the change that they want to see. As we're wrapping up, I say it every Friday morning when we have real women in, talking about real conversations. It just goes by way too quickly. And one of the things that I have loved and watched and over the years with both Mary and Rosa is their realness, their ability to adapt. And I guess that this is really what it's all about from my heart, the ability to adapt to disappointment, to challenges. And even, you know, as I wrote about disappointment, sometimes we can even get disappointed in our kids. And so I know disappointment is a really broad spectrum, but life is going to have those challenges and those absolutely. Disappointments. Absolutely. And one of the things that you were talking about before the break is preparation. And I don't even know sometimes if you can be prepared for disappointment. Can you?
Well, it depends on the kind of disappointment, I guess, that it is. But, you know, knowing that life happens,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've lost a sister at what I believe to be an early age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had a child to die at 15 months.
Wow.
You know, I've not had those things personally, but they're very, very close to me. You know, but what can I be? Can I be angry, you know, that my sister is not here? But or can I speak to her every day like I do? You know,
mm-hmm.
She's on my left and she's on my right,
mm-hmm.
you know, at my office. And so, and then we have to learn, as the Bible says, give thanks in all things.
Mm-hmm.
What can I be thankful for? Can I be angry that she left here before the age of 60? Or can I be thankful that she had 59 years,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of those right here in this town with me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that she has gone on to her glory?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if we believe, then we need to believe.
Mm.
You know, we say we believe, then we need to believe and not just mope around and just, you know, and try to make the worst of everything.
Mm-hmm.
We absolutely have to have we have to think of the best of everything and what can we do, you know, to continue to make it better. I could talk all day long, you know, on companionship and what that means, our children, how sometimes we have to practice tough love,
mm-hmm.
you know, even with our, you know, with our friends and all. We could go all day long.
Right, and that's going to be, and that should be another conversation, because many of us take on that disappointment with our kids and we take that on personally in a lot of cases. And there's so much disappointment, so many things. And I think that what I have come up with is that you just have to trust life and trust God.
You got to let those things go.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go, because it will destroy us. We're not God, and we can't
that's
just
right.
let all of that stuff come on us.
Mm-hmm.
We have to trust God
right.
to take care of those things for us.
And then you do what you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe
and
we always say, you know, and a lot of times I hear people say, I did everything I could, and then I turned to God. No, you
turn
to
God
first,
and
then do everything that
that's
you
right.
can do,
uh-huh.
And just have thoughts about this. You know, you have. There's no telling how many thoughts every day that run through our mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what are we thinking about? Are we just idly, you know, going down the road, just thinking? You know, what
mm-hmm.
are you thinking? Are you thinking about, okay, well, what if this happens? What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of cases, you know, that's preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Think about, okay, what happens if I lose this job? You know, what else do I want to do?
And most people, though, Rosa, don't have that mindset to think ahead and to think around a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for myself personally, I'm just getting there, because DC is that type of person where he thinks of every aspect.
My husband does.
See, I just think about, mm-hmm. like, the next mm-hmm. thing. I don't necessarily, I'm not analytical in that way that
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking like 20 steps ahead. I'm
mm-hmm.
thinking, okay,
sure.
maybe two. Sure. Maybe two.
And step in it and can't get out of it.
Exactly. Right? And that's so most right. people are not thinking ahead, and most people are trying to kind of get there and don't even really know that they have to be thinking for the next thing. And before we've got to go, you know, I always laud the fact that you've been in business for 2 decades. And I was talking about celebrating those friends and those women that are coming into their own businesses. And Mary, your business is mm-hmm. growing. How have you been able to sustain yourself through the ebbs and the flows, you think?
Well, I started with a good line of credit. mm-hmm. Well, I started with a banking career that taught me how important it was that you have good credit. And so when you start in business, you have a good line of credit. You know, you try to be wise with what it is that you've been blessed with. And
I'm laughing, but a lot of people didn't get that good credit.
Well, and the thing is, I think a lot of times finances are the major thing that drives us crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if our bills aren't paid, if we don't have enough money to
Absolutely.
Pay the bills that we have, you know, it can really wear on you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to begin to look at our lifestyles and just try to see, you know, where can I cut things out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't care if it's but $12.50 a week. You know, find a bank, find a credit union, go ahead and start. And you will find that you become addicted to wanting to save.
Mm-hmm. And you can do that at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
Yes, you can. And I go there at least once a week. You know, it's like, and when you put it over there, it's like, you know what, I didn't really need that anyway.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then you see it growing, and then you don't even want to take it out when it comes time.
I know. Y'all, we're so out of time. Rosa Fields, Mary Boyd Smith, you guys have been incredible. We love our sponsors and we support them, and you guys have got to come back. It's been way too long. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with Real Women, Real Talk Friday.
Love yourselves, women.
That's right.
Absolutely. You know, we say it every single morning. We wake up and we do this because we love you, but you got to love yourself and you got to be the change that you want to see, and you got to know that change starts with you. And it starts with me. And for Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, we thank you all so very much for spending your mornings and your days with us right here on the official OPT Network. Don't forget about Willie Ray and the Pine Liners Bass Club's fish dinner starting at 11 o'clock at Price's Soul Food on Willow Glen Road. We're going to be there. We're going to be delivering lunch to our friends today, and we encourage you to do the same. And I'm going to tell you, we love those organizations that are always trying to give back and be the change that they want to see. Hey, we're encouraging you to have a great and a safe weekend, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Momentous Monday. Have a great weekend.